Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Remember the rich man, and that said, you know, my barns, I've got so much, I have to tear down my barns and build many bigger barns to bestow all my goods. It was about goods. God said, thou fool, this night thy soul is required of thee. Now whose things shall those be that you're storing up? When people don't trust God, they turn to sin for gratification. Now let me make a ballpark statement. All people that are lost, and we love them. God loves them. We love them. This is not a criticism or judgment. All people that are lost are in the flesh. They are governed by their own abilities. Even though God's given them gifts and such, they are governed by their own abilities. They don't have access to his grace. God reigns on the just and the unjust, but as far as relationally, they don't have access. They are not righteous. And the only way to access God's grace is through righteousness. Now remember, that verse that says, we are saved by grace through faith. Somebody say, through faith. That's why you, in every facet of your life, you have to allow faith to operate. Sometimes we let our head get in the way and reason takes over. Now, there are times we need to reason things out, and there's a place for that. But overall, the just shall live by faith. You got tell somebody, you got to live by faith. In other words, you got to live by what comes out of your spirit. Now, when our soul, where that component of reasoning is, when our soul prospers, then that reasoning won't stand in the way of your faith. But if it doesn't prosper, faith is wanting to come out and God is speaking to your heart, but your head is saying something else. Your heart is saying, go for it. Your heart is saying, this is God's plan. But your head is saying, ain't nobody ever did this before. Where am I going to get the money for it? Well, I don't know anybody. I don't have the education for it. And so your head shuts down God's plan, your reasoning. But if your reasoning, if your soul prospers, see, I would that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. As your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, your affections, your reasoning, all the faculties of the body, the eyes, the ears, as you prosper there and you come into alignment with the word of God, I go as far as to say this, your health will change. You may have a little bout with something here and there, but I mean your overall health will change. You'll be younger, more vibrant. Why? The word will give you life. But see, it's hard to wrap the head around something like that. But when you start living from your spirit, because everything in your spirit has to flow through your heart. Remember I said last time, the heart, light in its purest form is clear. But when light passes through something, it bends. Like all this amazing light show they had going on this morning. The pure light was passing through these screens. And what it does, it bends. So at certain angles, like with the, what do you call those? With all the colors on them? Prism. At certain angles where it bends, it comes out a certain color. Then over here, it comes out this color. Well, see, the word that's in your spirit that is a pure word, it has to pass through your heart. But if your heart is not pure, then the word coming through there will bend. It'll take on a form, and people tend to settle living a life that is not really what the word, or having a belief system that is not what God said. Yeah, you hear people say sometimes, well, you know you got to die with something. Who said so? Well, you know when you get a certain age, stuff starts hitting you about who said so? I've heard people say, when you get a certain age, you start losing your memory. Who said so? Tell me where that's written in the Bible. But see what we do, we settle because it's natural. It's a natural thing. Caleb lived in a desert, was 85, and told Joshua, listen, I am just as strong as I was 45 years ago. 85, to go up, he said, give me my mountain. Why? The man was walking in faith all those years. They walked in such a faith that their shoes didn't wax old. 40-year-old shoes. Their clothes didn't bleach in the desert because it was a faith walk. You see, there's a whole other realm, a whole other dimension that we are called to, and God has to deal with this fellow up here, our brain, our mind. God's got to deal with that and sanctify it so that what's in our spirit can flow through our heart and eventually saturate our mind so that our spirit, soul, and body, you know the story of endorphins. When God created Adam and put him in the garden, he put everything beautiful around him. Listen, this is still God's kind intention toward us, to bless your life, to have a blessed life. Amen. It's still God's kind intention toward us. It hadn't changed. We've just learned to put up with a lot of stuff. Just kind of make it however, rather than believing God for his grace. But endorphins are in the brain, and when you drive down 95 and you pass that dump, there's a big dump on 95. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't know, on some days it's worse than others. But I remember going by that night sometime, and then all of a sudden just stuff get up in the car. It's like, oh, okay. See, that triggers something in your brain, and it's unpleasant. And if you smell stuff like that long enough, it'll affect your body. There was a story once of a playground that was built in a brand new area. They built the playground, and kids were playing out there, and the kids were getting sick. And they didn't understand why. I finally did some in-depth research and found out that they had built the playground over what used to be a dump. And a lot of the stuff that was disintegrating under there was sending up the fumes that were causing the children to get sick. Now, endorphins are like that in your brain. When there's pleasant, like Proverbs says, perfume rejoices the heart. When there are pleasant fragrances, come on. When there are pleasant fragrances, it does something. You know, when you smell a rose, it's pleasant. I hope it's pleasant to you. Yeah, I know you got people that have hang-ups and stuff, but, you know, pleasant things. In other words, what I'm getting at is God intended from the beginning to surround man with things that were pleasant, that would keep him at an optimum level of health and focus and all these things. And you know what? The word hadn't changed. With all that's in our food today, all the chemical that is grown with and all that, there's still, if we exercise the word of God. See, I lost some of you right there. Some of y'all got off the wagon right there. Because see, you're still kind of bound by your natural carnal mind and your experiences. I'm here to declare this morning, it's time for a breakthrough for you. It's time for a breaking through, a breaking out into the supernatural realm of God's promise. It's access through grace. Jesus became sin for us, but he was never sick. He took all the diseases on himself, but he was never sick. Think about it a moment. As a man, he walked this thing through. If he'd have done it as God, we could never attain to it. But because he did it as a man, he says, the works that I do, you shall do also. And even greater works shall you do, for I go unto my Father. Do you know Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father as a man? Help me, Holy Ghost. That's why he can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. That's how he can come into your situation and know exactly what to do. Because he felt that. He knows how to deal with it, how to overcome that. The words to say to you, how to touch you. I won't get too much more into that. You have to get this series for that. What he did, you have to understand this. This is not blasphemy. Study your Bible. He did this as a man. He was Emmanuel. Now, it's a mystery how he could be fully God and fully man. But what he did, as to obtaining and purchasing our salvation, he did it as a man. That's why he came through the womb. If he'd have done it as God, he could have just snapped his fingers and been, done it as God. spoke it, but he came through the womb, born of a virgin, a man child. As a matter of fact, I guess I have to stay here, but as a matter of fact, Isaiah says, unto us a child is born. And he goes on to say, unto us a son is given. He had to go from being a child to becoming a son, learning obedience through what he suffered, yet without sin, as a man, relying upon the grace of God and the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that is in us. Help us, Holy Ghost. I see in my spirit, God's going to remove a veil off the eyes and the mind of his church. You know, we've been so conditioned by the world to think like the world, to have the values of the world, and we leave out the component of God's supernatural ability and grace for healing, for deliverance, for your money, for your children, for whatever the need is. There's grace for it all, but we access it through faith. Amen? All lost people are in the flesh. In other words, they determine their righteousness by their performance. You interview or ask people on the street whether they're saved. A lot of times, first thing they'll say is, I go to church. I treat people right, but there's nothing as pertains to that putting their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the determining factor is. They also live in fear. People in the world live in fear. Now, the problem is many saints, listen, they never really accept Jesus as their righteousness, not your goodness, not your ability, not how kind you are or how mean you are, not what you can do, but many never accept Jesus as their righteousness. And because of that, they too live in fear, because their life is based upon their performance. And you know, like I know, your performance sometimes is messed up. There's some blue Monday sometimes. Come on, be honest. There's some time your attitude is not attitude of gratitude. And your compassion is more compression. You know, there's times where you just don't have it right. So see, you can't place anything in that.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 14 of Mega Grace, The Heart of Grace, part 3. Pride manifests as an excuse for not believing God. We know that God resists the proud. Faith is a response to God's character. We use our faith to access God's grace. Unbelief will allow us to doubt God and become subjected to bondage. Unbelief is a result of fear. The heart of the sin nature is fear. Those who do not trust God will resort to things other than the presence of God, trying to fill a void that only God can fill. What will it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? 1 John 4:18 states, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. When we accept Jesus in our heart, fear leaves. It is a finished work.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TRP. Banks, or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.